Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview that I did earlier this month at the Central Missouri Ag Expo.
Now I'm with a brother and sister, Jennifer and Gage Davis. They're here. They've got a booth. They've got kind of unique projects there that they both do associated with FFA. We'll start with you, Gentry. First of all, you're vice president of Marshall FFA, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So you've got a unique SAE project. What is that?
Yeah, so my SAE follows under agricultural processing. So my business is called G-Maze Baking and Milling. And so with that, I take the grain that my family grows, that's all organic and non-GMO in Saline County, and mill it into cornmeal and flour. And to help promote those products, I bake with them.
So does it work as well as other flour, or is it better, or what?
So what's unique about my flour is that all of it is stone ground. So that means that it does not have the heat that is maybe found in your general flours at the store. And so with that, that means that all of my grains have the enzymes fully intact. And so therefore it has more health benefits.
Have you had several people stop by your booth there today and explain to them what you're doing?
Yes, sir. Actually, it's been a great learning opportunity.
Gage, how about you? You're a freshman and you are a junior officer in FFA. What office do you hold?
I am the junior office treasurer.
You've got another unique project that you're doing here. So what is that?
So my FFA project is called AgDash. AgDash is a service-based agricultural company. Right now, I am focused on bird seed. So what I do is I blend my own bird seeds. I do an individual blend, each subgroup of birds. One can do all of them, and another one might just do a specific couple of them.
What are some of the grains you use in that bird seed?
I use a lot of sunflowers and red and white millet. I also use some milo and cracked corn.
Okay, and you have that available right there on your farm, probably?
Mostly, yes.
What has FFA meant to you so far, Gentry?
FFA has meant a lot to me. It's become a family, and it's been an opportunity that I don't think I could get anywhere else. FFA has definitely taught me how to be a leader, but also how to pursue what's available to you. The FFA department has really become my family and my second home.
I know your family's been very involved in agriculture. Are you planning on staying involved with agriculture?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Actually, fun fact, my great-grandfather was the first of Marshall FFA chapter to receive his American degree.
Fantastic.
Now, is that American degree something you have in your future, probably?
Most definitely.
I've interviewed hundreds of FFA members, I guess, through the years, and one word that always sticks out for me with FFA is communication. Gentry, do you feel like it helps communication skills for anyone that's involved?
Oh, most definitely. I think that the communication skills learned can apply to anywhere, any form of business, and any part of the country.
And how about you, Gage? Has it helped your communication skills since you've been in? Is that something you look forward to improving as the years go on?
You can always improve in your communication skills, and yes, it has definitely helped me improve greatly.
And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What did the French chef give his wife for Valentine's Day? A hug and a quiche. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.